USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC may be changing some of their regulations.
After the CDC revised its guidance on isolation for asymptomatic COVID-19 patients, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN's State of the Union indicating that federal health officials are considering an amendment.
There has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that five-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
The CDC in its revision shortening that isolation timeline from 10 days to 5.
Another day of major flight cancellations in the U.S. FlightAware is reporting over 2,400 flights were canceled due to bad weather and understaffing due to COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Thousands of victims from last week's massive wildfire just northwest of Denver are struggling to cope with the loss of everything they own. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Nothing can be harder, losing everything you have, not just a house, but a home. And what comes next for you, for your family. There's a lot of soul searching and decisions you'll be making along the way.
The fire destroyed about 1,000 homes and damaged hundreds more. At this time, two people are still missing. An investigation is ongoing into what started the fire. Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Make travel plans accordingly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is moving in to help the people of Colorado after the devastating wildfire near Denver.
Federal help is on the way for thousands affected by Colorado's wildfires. The White House saying President Biden approved a disaster declaration on Saturday, which includes funding for temporary housing and emergency loans. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley saying at least 500 homes have gone up in flames and more than 30,000 people have been evacuated.
It's unbelievable. You know, Colorado is one of those places where you can feel the warmth of people's heart.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, no deaths have been reported. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New Mexico officials have rescued all 21 people who were trapped in tramway cars near Albuquerque overnight on Friday during icy conditions. The passengers had been trapped in two different cars while descending the Sandia Peak Tramway. Officials say they had to suspend the rescue until the severe weather cleared. The passengers were all employees of the tram and a restaurant on the peak, and that the tram cars were stocked with emergency heating blankets, food, and other supplies. Those spending the night there showed pictures on social media. The local fire department said in a statement on Twitter that everyone who had been trapped on the tram had finally been rescued. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.